Well, welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Adam Purcell, and I'm the teaching pastor at our Mount Vernon campus. We hope that you've been having a great week. So this past Sunday, we began our study in the Gospel of John, and I love the opening to the Gospel of John. It's just so extraordinary. And the question that we wrestled with was, do people need to know Jesus? And I think when we're being honest, it's so easy for us to take on the mentality of so many people in our culture. And that mentality, when it comes to, you know, people's religious beliefs, are really that those beliefs are meant to be private. And people's religious or spiritual beliefs, they're good insofar as they do really two things. Religious beliefs need to help that other person feel good. And they need to help that other person to be generally a good or nice person. And if their religious beliefs do that, then really it's a private matter and we should just leave them alone. But that really presses us back to the question, do people need to know Jesus? And if you read the opening chapter of the Gospel of John, it's clear from the very beginning that it is absolutely important for everybody everywhere to know Jesus. John chapter 1 verse 1 says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." And that is just a staggering, beautiful concept that Jesus, who is the Word, somehow from eternity past, he was with God. Oh, wow, that's pretty awesome. He was with God from eternity past. But not only is he with God or distinct from God, but he also is God. And so right in the first verse of the Gospel of John, we have one God, and yet there's two somehow there. And we learn later in the scriptures, there's actually three. Christians call it the Trinity. The Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit make up God. And in verse 18 of chapter 1 of the Gospel of John, John says that no one has ever seen God. Nobody ever has ever seen God. And yet this Word that became flesh, he has made God known. And so the truth is, when we think about the question, do people need to know Jesus? If they need to know God, then they need to know Jesus. Because if they don't know Jesus, then they don't know God. But it's more than that. In the same section in the Gospel of John in chapter 1, John says that the Word became flesh and he lived among us. And part of what Jesus, the Word becoming flesh, does is everyone who receives him, who believes in his name, Jesus gives the right to become a child of God. And the clear implication there is that all of us are born not as a child of God. And yet, God in his love, through his son Jesus, who is the eternal Word, he gives us that right to become a child of God when we believe in the name of Jesus. And so again, when we go back to the question that we've been wrestling with, do people need to know about Jesus? And if you read just the first part of the first chapter of the Gospel of John, it is obvious that everybody everywhere needs to know about Jesus, because everybody everywhere needs to be adopted into God's family as one of his children, and everybody everywhere needs to know God, not just about him, but personally. And the Gospel of John tells us that that only happens when we know Jesus. And so my question for you is, how are you doing in your efforts to help other people know Jesus? Are you praying for people who do not yet know Jesus and looking for opportunities to share the gospel with them, or invite them to church, or invite them to your life group? How are you doing? And the other question that I want to ask you is, when it comes to helping people who are already Christians, people who already know Jesus, how are you doing at helping them to take steps in their increasing knowledge and love of our Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ? Because we're invited and we're commanded to do that. And at LifePoint, we do that primarily through life groups. And so certainly I would encourage you, if you're not in a life group, to find a life group to connect to. So let's take a moment and let's pray. And first, let's praise God for how incredible it is that he has existed in eternity past as Trinity. And he also somehow figured out how to do the incarnation. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Let's praise him and just sit in awe of his greatness. But let's also ask God that he would help us to become more intentional about helping other people to know Jesus better, and that he would help us to be in the Word and in prayer so that we might know him better as well. So let's take a moment and pray now, please. Well, thanks again for listening to the LifePoint Drivecast. We hope to see you back on the Drivecast again tomorrow. God bless.